child of God had a horrible burn on her life.
Ono omuchara ono yachu omuriro.
April of last year.
Omwezi gwokuna omwako gwete.
When you prayed the prayer of faith,
gwosabye esana yokukiriza.
The stiffness.
Abade sobola kufunya omukono naye kati asobola kufunya. Omulumi.
It all left.
Bananda akuye kuti.
Come on, yeah,
hallelujah.
That is amazing. You know, even scar tissue gets hard.
That is
a sign and a wonder. Come on, shout hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so happy for you. Praise God.
Eric, what do we have?
Pastor Joseph, this young man was in a car accident 2 months ago, broke his leg. The leg wasn't healed properly, has been in pain every day. Tonight, the pain's gone. He's been healed.
She was deaf and blind. And God opened up her deaf ear and opened her blind
ear.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Oh, no. That's Jesus.
Pastor Dosak, this dear child of God had a whole.
Stand with Christ.
Hey, welcome back to the Doorway of the Supernatural. I'm so glad. Of course, you know I'm Pastor Peter Dosek, and this is
Pastor Kylan.
Yep. And so we're going to be talking today about one of the things that happens. Sometimes people, even after we talk about the gifts of the Spirit are for everybody, we always have this hinge back here that's saying, yeah, but you know, you got to be special. You got to be. And really, look, please, it is not that. You can look at Philip's daughter, that he was an evangelist. Didn't say they were, but they operated in the gift of prophecy. And you can go, Ananias was just a disciple. He laid hands on Paul that he received his sight, got filled with the Holy Ghost, then took him out and water baptized him. You know, we don't need the pastor and the church doing everything. This is the work of ministry.
Right.
I remember I was baptized in a creek. And the guy did me the wrong way. He put my nose downstream. I like to drown. And we did that way late at night, like 11, 12 o'clock at night. Uh-huh. You know, man, it's cold and all that. But it's the work of the ministry. God is interested in you becoming an epistle of Christ as well as the light of the world, a break off of the original candle. God has put the candle of the Lord as the spirit of man. Jesus has lit every man in John, the first chapter. So you can see that we are to be duplicates of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, absolutely.
And but sometimes when we get these hinges back here, we think, oh, well, you know, it's still specially. No, God's not a respect of persons.
Mm-hmm.
Kylan, can you read from Galatians 5, verse 4 through 6?
All right, Galatians 5, 4 through 6. It says, Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law. You are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which is worketh by love.
By love. And I am looking for he that worketh miracles among you. Who does he do it? By the hearing of faith or by the work of the law? And I thought that was in those verses, Kylan.
Well,
so it is in Galatians, I thought the fifth chapter. Now you see, let me see. I'm sorry. Galatians 3:5. I'm sorry, Kylan.
Galatians 3, verse number
5.
5. All right. It says this: He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
By the question. Hearing of faith. Yeah, it is the question. So the question that we answer is that it's not by works that we do it. It is by faith.
Right.
And so faith comes by, I think, I would say three major ways. Of course, we know it comes by faith, comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
But we hear different ways.
Uh-huh.
You know, God says, I give you my thoughts because they're higher than your thoughts. But that is a way that we hear. Mm-hmm. We hear God's voice by thought. We do hear him. He has an audible voice, absolutely. And but we can also hear him by thought.
Yeah.
And so he can give us a thought. So faith comes even by what you think upon, by meditation.
Meditation, yes.
And then it comes by, of course, the audible part of our makeup is that we do hear words. And it comes, and that means it's a perpetual thing. It is an ongoing motion. It's not just, well, I did yesterday. And I understand that sometimes life gets complicated and life gets upset and life can change in a phone call. But we still want to strive to hear or spend time in the Word, Kylan, just like we would a baby. Sincere milk of the word, or if you're grown, the meat of the word.
Yeah.
But you have to have nutrition from the scriptures for your spirit and your soul. And then it tells us that when they saw in John 14, John 6, 2 and 14 says, when they saw the miracles, they believed.
Mm-hmm.
So we do see by our eyes, so we hear by our eyes. And that's one of the things Jesus told in Mark, the 4th chapter, the sower parable, that if they see with their eyes or hear with their ears and be converted.
Mm-hmm.
So they really couldn't even have faith to be born again until they saw or till they heard. And they were really equal in that. One wasn't greater than the other. So one thing that if we're going to operate in miracles and so forth, we need to spend time looking through the scriptures for miracles, Kylan.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when you look through miracles or look through all the scriptures that have miracles in them, healings, you know, supernatural interventions of God. But when you look at them, look for one of the gifts being in there because a gift will be woven in there, and it may be more than one gift. And we preach the gifts to help make them simpler or to define them more. But really, sometimes they interweave themselves. Kind of, you can't find the difference. It's just, well, you see this, you see that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like you know, an eye seeing a fire. Well, automatically, it speaks to the brain, don't touch, and it warns the hand, don't reach out. And all of that's going on. Could you say, well, I seen it with my eye? Well, you did see it with your eye, but every part did its part.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when it talks about the hearing, we want to make sure that we are establishing a good basis of faith. And then when you grow in faith, faith is a neutral substance. It is put in someone's life, but it never grows unless you exercise yourself in it.
Right. Now, to provide a distinction here, because I think some people fall into this trying to earn ability to do something versus growing in faith. They sometimes take their Bible reading, their fasting, their praying as if they're trying to earn something from, like we're building brownie points with God. When I reach a certain level, okay, now you can move into gifts or do this.
Yeah.
So there's a difference between trying to earn this stuff versus simply growing in faith to be operative in it.
Right. These things are given to us by the grace of God. They cannot be earned because the righteousness of God, whereby these operate, and these are the inheritance of the believer, of the sons and daughters of God. Peter says, they that have obtained like precious faith through the righteousness of God. So we cannot earn it. It is the gift of God. Every promise is a gift of God. But what we can do is take defined areas of faith, Kylan, and use them and exercise them in order to receive what God has given us.
Right.
Now, it's not works. It is a work of faith. There is the work of the law. There is the work of the flesh. But there's also the work of the Spirit and the work of faith.
Right.
And so faith does something. Faith declares something, says something, is diligent, consistent, devoted to something. But like fasting, you could fast for all the wrong reasons.
Right. And I was just thinking about that when I was talking about that. Yeah.
And Isaiah says, you know, you fast to do this and this. But this is a fast that I have appointed.
Right.
And it's a fast born out of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, how do you determine the difference? Well, if you're trying to get something from God, then that's a work. But if you're trying to release something or to receive something from God, that's an entirely different thing.
His choosing.
Here's what the Bible says about that fasting, kindly in Isaiah, the 58th chapter, verse 6. He changes, this is the fast that I have chosen. And Isaiah 58, verse, 6, it says, is not this the fast that I, your God, has chosen? Now I use it to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you might break every yoke.
Right.
And then it says, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, that thou bringest the poor that are cast out to thy house, and when thou seest the naked, that thou art, that thou coverest him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then this is a real catcher right here. Then shall thy light, it doesn't say God's light, this light belongs to the believer. And if you go on down, it also says, and thine health. It doesn't belong to God. God has given it to us. But people that would work, they would say, but God, I'm doing. No, the act of faith, fasting or any other, sowing or prayer or whatever, is based upon believing something happened when we did the act. We don't look, well, it's going to break in 3 days. Well, maybe. That's not your call. That is God's call. And what we have to do is just say, God, I'm going to fast, and, you know, for 3 days, get the mind of the Lord, let God speak to you and press on you for a time frame, and then you do that. But after the fast is over, you still have to stand. You have to count that it's been done.
Right.
Now, you can repeat that, just like you can sow one seed, sow another seed, make it a Thanksgiving seed. Many times, I do a Thanksgiving fast. What's a Thanksgiving fast? Not that I'm thankful that I get to do it. It's that I say, God, I want to just devote this time of abstaining from food and pleasant breads and things of that nature. It might be a total fast. It might be a Daniel fast. But I will say, God, I want to do this to say thank you that, God, you have enabled me and given unto me the gifts of the Spirit that I can profit in life, that I can assure the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that the oppressed can go free, that people can be touched. The miracles that Jesus did, God, you've given me to do. And I'm just thankful. And so you would give God a Thanksgiving offering. And so you could do a fast like that. And, you know, faith can express itself many different ways. So people sometimes think, well, I did it once, you know, should I have to do it again? No, you shouldn't have to do it again. But if it requires, you know, the Bible tells us this, that a man sows once, twice, three, seven times, yea, eight times. Because you never know what the devil's going to do. So you still keep releasing your faith, even for certain things. Just do it a different way. Like I would say, God, you know, I'm fasting these 3 days or 2 days. God, just that the works that Jesus did, I would do also. That's a promise to me. God, I just release my faith over these next 2 days just to say, God, I just want the works that Jesus did to just flow through me, yeah. that people can see Jesus in me. And see,
in our time in the Word and yes. fasting and prayer, and the Bible says that Jesus did what the Father was showing him that he saw.
Yes.
And as you said just a minute ago, triggered that in my mind because we are getting the mind of God. What is God up to?
Right.
We're getting in on what he's up to instead of trying to pull him into our agenda.
Right. You can't frame God, and you can't tell God what he's going to do. The word faith means an absolute persuasion, trust, a casting upon, as it were, that God, my future, my life, my destiny, is all on your promise.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when I went into fasting and that thing, you know, enlarged and I started moving in the gifts and things of that nature, I didn't say, well, you know, God, I'm going to do this for 18 months and I'm leaving. I'm going to do it 2 years and you're going to do something. Mm-hmm. No. And when I had the first breakthrough and God opened up the top of the church through fasting, I didn't time it. I just said, you know, God, I'm going to know when this is over. I'm going to know when something has happened. I'm going to know it. And so I went on that fast. I don't know how long I was on it, but in the middle of a Wednesday afternoon, the top of the church opened up. I dealt with the Spirit through the discerning of spirits, and boom, the next Sunday, the church was filled.
Mm-hmm.
But during that time, I was fasting, but I was praying for all the pastors in our area. Mm-hmm. I was praying that God would help them and direct them and bless their congregations. And that's hard to do when you got five people and everybody else got hundreds. And but what I did, it didn't matter how long. That's mm-hmm. the point. Faith doesn't determine how long. Faith determines this is what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the statement that we have received the same spirit of faith according as we have believed, therefore we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so when do we stop speaking that? Well, we don't stop speaking it. Now it's a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a momentary fix. It's not just a Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. It's not just, well, I got what I want.
Yeah.
No. When you are sowing a seed and you receive a harvest, that perpetuates into an ongoing giving lifestyle that never ends until you go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You get a harvest, you pay your tithes, you sow another seed, you accomplish what you need to accomplish with that harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have left, you bless other people, right. or you store up like an ant would do. But what you've done now is you have proven. Now you have a historical record. Now start mm-hmm. the life of faith.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's never just to an end. It's not, faith is not a means to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is the beginning of a life.
It's a lifestyle. That's
yeah. what we have to get into people. It's not just one time, you know, hey, I'm going to pray today. I have a need.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's ATM. Mm-hmm. ATM. That is that right. what they're called?
ATM.
ATM machines.
Withdrawal,
all right.
Yeah.
Now, yes.
Always withdrawal.
And so, you know, but God has given us all these things, Kylan. Mm-hmm. So faith isn't a work. Some people say, oh, well, yeah. Well, it is where James says, you show me your faith without works, and I'll show you evidence of my faith by works.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it requires action. But it's not that you're trying to get God to give you something.
Yeah.
It's an acknowledgement that God has already provided. He is God. The Lord is my shepherd. Mm-hmm. I shall not want. That's
right.
faith. And so we sometimes people get it mixed up. But if you just remember, look, God, I'm doing this because you've told me to do this, and you've mm-hmm. told me the results of what I can believe God for. And
right.
this is why I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing to twist your arm, God. I'm doing it because this is your will.
Yeah.
I fast because it's God's will for me to use fasting as a way to receive things from the Father.
Yeah, he sets up avenues.
Yes, absolutely.
We may not understand why he set up that. Why is fasting an avenue? Who knows? But he set
right.
it up that way.
That's right.
Scripture, fasting, prayer, and worship.
Yes.
All these different things are avenues that he created for us to connect with him
yeah.
and get with him, and that he can reveal himself to us in different ways, in different manners, and all sorts of things.
When it says we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith, just what you said, Kylan, mm-hmm. is it. There are pathways, avenues that God has. Mm-hmm. One can eat bread, one can't. One can eat this, one can't.
Yeah.
Well, why does God do that? Because he knows us.
Yeah.
And he requires certain things from us that have to do with our spiritual maturity, mm-hmm. of weaknesses that we might have in our DNA, yes. and in our body and so forth. But he also does them for our conscience sake.
Mm-hmm.
So when God tells us to do something or require something of, he's not trying to penalize us, but he knows that you are an individual. Well, yep. why do I have to do it and he don't? Because you're an individual.
Yeah.
That's why. Mm-hmm. And God knows you, and so he knows that you might be laboring, more intensified laboring or working of faith than you are in just resting. So yeah. he'll say, well, you know, you better put in work. You'll just die there.
Yeah.
But when it says we walk by faith, that means that there is a constant, mm-hmm. continual, perpetual motion, mm-hmm. and talking and praying, decreeing, discovering, hearing, using. That is going on in our life.
Yeah.
If you're going to walk, you got to be in movement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, as Kylan said, these are different avenues in different ways. Absolutely right. Mm-hmm. These are different pathways that God has defined, mm-hmm. that faith can be used.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it's not a mystery. If it worked one time like that, it'll work the same time like that.
Yeah.
So keep faith in your life. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm thankful for Christian radio and so forth. But when you're listening, there's nothing wrong with listening to scriptures in your car. There's nothing wrong with listening to good sound teaching. There's nothing wrong with listening to things over and over and over until your whoop wower goes off. That means a revelation comes. Mm-hmm. And when it goes from logos, when you're just hearing and studying and reading, when it goes to whoop, wow, now it's rhema. Now it's life to you. It's mm-hmm. real to you.
Yep.
And that's a conviction to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start kind of putting faith with that. That's what you begin to live off of, the mm-hmm. breath of rhema.
Yep.
And so you start living off of that. So, hey, we hope that you have been blessed, and make sure that you keep your eyes open. That book won't be written in a week or two. But... because it's 6 months or something, but it's going to be very precise. It's going to be very informational. But you can also, like Brother Kylan said, you can go back into the archives anytime you wish, anytime mm-hmm. you please, and you can bring people to your house and have Bible studies with them. Mm-hmm. That's 6 months of just gathering around and, you know, being in a confined area, people using the gifts, and then just saying, you know, let's pray tonight that... you know, see if God just wants to do something, say something to somebody, and let the gifts operate in a circle of love.
Yeah.
And if somebody misses it, you just say, no, that's not me,
sure.
Joe, or whatever. We do it in our church.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, so people miss it. That's fine. Instruction is a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
So just get used to it. And but use it. Exercise it.
Yes.
And you will just find yourself growing in them. And then when you start exercising in them, or before, one of your kids will start having dreams. They'll mm-hmm. say, oh, wow, man, you know what, so-and-so. I know that you can call people your grandkids, or your kids can have a dream, and you can tell those people that dream, and I'm telling you, it'll lock in onto mm-hmm. them, because God will start using them, preparing them for the work of the ministry.
Yeah.
And so don't be afraid of it. Get involved in it. You make mistakes. Get up, lick your sores, apologize, and just go on and keep being used of God. Because today is the greatest day in the history of mankind. Mm-hmm. So let's use all of the greatness that God has in it. Prepare, because tomorrow is going to be greater.